The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today. Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
How you wanna walk? How you wanna breathe? How you gonna talk like a G? How you gonna
coming with it, yo yo yo
yo yo yo.
Yep, that's right, Matt. We're back with episode 102 of the podcast, and we have special guests, two of them,
two big special guests. Well, one big, one not so big. I'm sorry, is that offensive? Did I just already? I didn't mean to roast you guys.
Well, you
guys
don't need to. Just because I'm really small doesn't mean you can make fun of me like that,
guys. I'm sorry.
It really hurts my feelings.
Bill,
you know, I'm leaving.
Bill, we're sorry.
Bill, come on, sit down.
Okay. Can you at least introduce yourself before you storm out, so people least like we can put like featuring
all tree y'all.
Okay,
all tree y'all.
Okay,
put some respect on my shit, dog.
Okay. I will, man. I'll put some on there.
Okay,
can you introduce us as well too?
Okay, my name's Kill Bill the Rapper.
Can you introduce me as well?
This is my good friend John Stamos, right next to me, looking real thick.
I was surprising you were friends with the John Stamos.
I can't believe like when we got Bill on the podcast and he said, "Yo, can I bring my friend John Stamos?"
Well, at first he just said his friend John, and we're just like, "Sure."
We're like, I guess.
Then we come into the office and it's John Stamos.
Here just looking scrum diddly umptious.
He is. Look at scrum diddly umptious over there, John. You're looking good for your age.
Thank you.
How old are you again?
Yeah.
All right. Good.
I'm moisturized.
Looking good. Looking good, buddy.
Yeah.
That's like, I remember that was like one time. I got pulled over and I was just really nervous because like I didn't have anything high, but I still could just get nervous around police officers. And he's like, "How you doing?" And I went, "Yeah." So I was like, off to a great start. No. I think he asked how old I was and I said yes. So
yes.
Off to a good start. And he pulled me out of the car and gave me a big kiss and sent me on my way.
You're doing just like your idol John Stamos over here, so you're not fucking up.
I'm not fucking up, man. I every morning I wake up and I look to John Stamos. I see his face in the clouds. And
I know.
But John's recently actually gotten a little more into music recently, and he actually he goes by another name. What would that be?
The name's Rav.
Okay.
I'm trying it out. I don't know if it's going to stick or not.
How do
you spell that?
I think it will.
Rav, R-A-V. That's my new real name.
Like the car, like the Rav4.
Just like that.
He's never heard that in his life.
It's also Rabbi. Rav means Rabbi.
Oh, Hebrew, yeah.
Isn't the Rav4 like just some crossover from Honda or something?
It's a
Toyota.
It's a Toyota
crossover.
I'm trying to whip the Toyota Rabbi4.
The Rabbi4? Because Rav means Rabbi in Hebrew.
Yeah, that's right.
Is that why you chose that?
No, it's actually my real name.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I keep forgetting that Rav's your real name and not just like...
And my birth name is also Kill Bill the Rapper, so...
The movie was actually named after you.
Yeah, Kill.
And then Bill the Rapper is your last name.
The Rapper is like a... it's like Bill is like a middle name, and then the is like the other middle name, because I'm just from South Carolina. Y'all know how it is.
Yeah.
Like Lucy Mays and shit like that,
exactly.
You know? And then the Rapper is... it's a German... German name.
It was an awkward upbringing, you know. His mom would go to the kindergarten and be like, "Kill, kill, kill."
Yeah, you know how many times she got kicked out of that bitch, dude.
Yeah, that bitch, man.
How many? Has it caused any problems for you at all being named Kill Bill the Rapper,
dude? If Quentin Tarantino tries to sue me, which I can see it coming, I can see it coming.
Definitely.
Well, after this podcast.
No, I don't know. He likes using rap in his movies. So if you play your cards right, it could
maybe
be like this fun little like, "Did you know that this track was done by Kill Bill the Rapper, which has no relation to Kill Bill the movies?" Which
Quentin
Tarantino.
Well, what I tell people now, because I didn't I didn't choose the name Kill Bill. I was given the name Kill Bill.
His because mother gave it to him.
That's my name.
Exactly.
No, but real shit. Like, I played football in high school, and like I was terrible, but I was a defensive lineman. And I would just throw myself at people, and I really pancaked a guy one time, and they were like, "Wow, Bill, you killed him. It's Kill Bill," and then it stuck, and I couldn't get people to stop calling me that.
Wait, so it has no relation to the movies?
No, well, I mean, I do like the movies and stuff, but that's not my favorite.
Just when you were like a big football star, you were called Kill Bill as well.
Kill Bill the football star.
Yeah. How was it going from being a big football star to like?
I mean, honestly, dude, I put the team on my back.
Because, you know, Michael Jordan started with like golf and baseball.
Yeah.
And then he moved on to basketball. But so like, would you say rap is your basketball?
I would say rap. It's my, like, I had golf first.
Mm-hmm.
Football was my golf.
Okay.
You know, and then rap is my baseball. But I think basketball, I'm thinking like badminton.
Okay.
I can really, okay. really hit that shit hard, dude.
But that's cool. Your nickname was Kill Bill. I was running back, and I was the tiniest dude out of everyone.
Played football too?
Yeah. I was
you really played football?
Yeah.
I don't mean that like, you played football? All
Have right, you ever broken or fractured anything?
No, not playing football.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
He fractured
I've been
my heart
hurt a
with
lot,
his music.
But I'm good. But no, yeah, so there was this guy, he was the captain, and he was like a small show or little show. And because I was a bit smaller than him, I had to be tiny show. But I didn't keep that for my hip hop career.
Tiny show.
Why didn't they just call you
Paul
White
tiny show.
Big Show? That's what I'm thinking. Big Show. Just Big Show.
Big Show. I was thinking that.
You walk in the room and then the Big Show's theme plays. He's like, "We're here, girl."
It's like, oh, that's what I'm trying to hear. Well, let me lay some common ground. So on this podcast, if there's one thing Ryan and I love talking about that I'm sure everyone's very interested in, it's South Carolina. And Bill here actually is from South Carolina as well. And some background, I found these guys in my freshman year of college because my friend Jackson showed them to me because he found them on like a music thread, I think on 4chan's music board. Mm. And I was like, oh man, these guys are really, really good. So I listened to your albums when I was a freshman in college, but I had no idea that you were also from like the Charleston area in South Carolina. And I didn't know that like you guys had recorded the Ramona album in Columbia, which is where I was going to college at the time. So then I found out, I was like, whoa.
We probably weren't even far at all. We were probably like just miles away from you then.
Yeah.
We used to ride through there sometimes just.
Yeah, we would just like, I remember when we first finished the first tape, Ramona, like we just like, I had never released a mixtape at all before or anything like that. And like, it had been like a long time coming because I've been rapping for like a minute. And then I've been rapping for like 6 or 7 years and had not dropped anything other than just singles on SoundCloud and shit like that. And then like when we finally finished it, I was just so hype on the shit. And we just rode around Columbia and listened to it like 3 times in a row. I like burned through like a whole tank of gas.
Oh yeah, dude, that's awesome.
Like, just riding around.
When Ryan and I make new Let's Plays, we just pop him in the car and we just listen to him. We just drive around LA for hours on it and listen to our own Let's Plays. It's a good feeling, right?
It is.
It's kind of like a podcast, you know?
Yeah.
But like I groove to it like it's a beat.
Yeah.
I try to.
Do you
like,
do your famous Ryan Shuffle?
Dude, I mean, do I don't want to.
You want to do the Ryan Shuffle?
I am going to tell you. I mean, I didn't mean to bring it up.
Maybe later, but like, I don't want to just steal the show right off the bat.
Yeah, you're
after,
right.
Know, people have barely gotten adjusted to you guys being on the
cast. Do you bop your head when you're listening to your Let's Play?
Like, yeah. As like, I said, like with like I try to like imagine a beat with the words that we're saying. Like the words that we're saying is the beat.
When something funny happens, are you like, oh? That's
We go crazy, man. Like we'll smoke a joint out the window. And
we have an air horn in my car.
We do.
We
blast that shit, man.
I mean, now it's just
it's out because we've blasted it so many times.
You turn the sub all the way up in the car.
We bought it yesterday and it's already out, which sucks. But
I know. Well, I got a new subwoofer in my car, and that's just for the Let's Plays. That's just to hear the bass in our voices.
Really
Ryan's laugh coming through harder.
But there is good news.
It's good news?
There's good news. You were talking about your stuff is on Spotify, right?
Yes.
Awesome, because I just got a Spotify. I just switched over from Apple Music to Spotify, and are you on Apple Music?
Yeah, we're on.
I could not find you for the longest time on Apple Music, and like I saw your stuff was on Spotify.
It's harder to like traverse.
Yeah, it's easier to traverse like and navigate through Spotify, I feel like.
Would you recommend Spotify over Apple Music?
I mean, Apple Music pays more.
Yeah.
But Spotify does this thing where like we're in related artists for like other people. So like the other day someone was like listening to Joji and then like my song came on and they just happened to be a fan or whatever, but they didn't know I was on Spotify and they were like, "Holy shit, that's cool." just anyone that's like sort of related.
You show up in like a Discover.
Yeah, we get most a lot of our plays from that.
You guys pop in my Discover all the time. And like, I guess some more context of who these guys are. They've both dropped a couple albums on the internet, but you guys each have, respectively, a pretty popular album. Bill has an album called Ramona. Rav has an album called Beneath the Toxic Jungle, which actually I think, didn't Anthony Fantano tweet it out at one point? The Melon himself?
Yeah, yeah, the Melon did. He also, we've had a couple run-ins with a Melon, but.
Ooh, I met the Melon. He's ripped. He's got big fucking muscles.
It's that vegan diet, though.
It is. He's like, he's obsessed with that vegan diet and working out and shit.
I'm a vegetarian. I'm interested to taste his juice.
I'm sure his juice is.
He got the juice.
He got that vegan juice. You know, it's probably green and shit.
He probably lactates melon juice that is 100% vegan, and I will lick it up.
Oh, I'd lick it up too. Is breast milk vegan? Hold on, because here's the thing about breast. Is breast milk vegan? Because it is milk, and it is coming from an animal,
but it has nothing to do with like farming or anything.
Exactly.
Like that. I mean, there's no cruelty involved. I mean, theoretically. I mean, yes, you could farm human women, but you would have to keep getting them pregnant, right?
Well, I think you can lactate without pregnancy. I think you can take hormones to do it.
Yeah.
If you keep lactating after pregnancy, you just keep on lactating. Like, that's why that woman was feeding her kid at the, like, when he was still, like, what, 10 or something like that?
Yeah, me.
Yo, you know what I heard the other day? This is real wild. Apparently, to stop lactating, okay, like, women...
Write this one down, Matt.
Okay.
You need to know.
I got my notepad.
To stop lactating, you're supposed to, like, put cabbage on your nipples and, like, just, like, leave it there, like, strap it on, like, put it underneath the bra, and leave cabbage there, and something in cabbage will stop the milk from coming.
That sounds like something like a crazy aunt would say at a family get together.
I don't know how true that is.
Like,
this
like
lady
the same woman
with,
that's like into crystals and stuff. It's like, yeah, just put cabbage on your nipple.
Just charge a crystal and touch it to your nipple. I have an aunt who's kind of like that, and I remember like I suffer from really bad acid reflux. Like real bad. So I remember I got
like the word suffer in there.
No, I suffer from it. Like it's bad sometimes. But I got Prilosec. I got like a prescription of it, which is like it makes you not have the acid reflux. You know, Larry the Cable Guy does the Prilosec commercials, and I remember like I got it and it changed my life. Like one weekend, I was just like I haven't felt it once. I started taking it. I couldn't recommend it enough. And I remember my aunt was over. And I was like, oh, man, yeah, the Prilosec's great. And she doesn't believe in, like, medicine or
she
anything.
She believes in cabbage.
She believes in cabbage and crystals. And she's like, oh, you should throw that away. And I was like, what? She's like, yeah, throw your medicine away. What you need to do is you need to drink vinegar. And I was like, you want me to drink literal acid to get rid of my acid reflux? Which maybe there's some science
fire
there,
with
but
fire.
Yeah, it's just like, let me just drink straight up acetic acid.
The only way to make that work is you have to have cabbage on your nipples while you do it. It activates.
Do I have to have my crystals charged too?
Yeah, dude.
Okay.
You have to, go to a crystal charger. I don't know how much
you're
charge.
In LA. You're joking. They have those around here.
Yeah.
There's crystal shops where they sell like healing crystals for like insane amounts of money.
They sell J.O. crystals?
They do sell J.O. crystals and you can get them charged around here. In fact, you're in the Grumps office and that's the number one place to charge your J.O. crystals.
Okay. Ooh. Do y'all have like a room where we can charge?
Yeah. After the podcast, I'll take you in there.
Is that what they call it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right.
But,
why are you taking pants off?
Oh, sorry. I didn't think you'd even notice.
Yeah.
You don't have to stop.
I went to go get coffee from Uber Eats yesterday for my girl.
You went to go get coffee from Uber Eats. You met the Uber Eats driver at the coffee shop.
I stood out. I stood there. I was like, yeah. But no. And I was just like, what's some good coffee places? And there's this one. I can't remember. It was like Moon something. I don't know. But they were like we went to go get something. It was like they sold coffee with sex dust. And it's supposed to give you
sex dust.
Yeah, it makes your. It's not like an aphrodisiac, but it's supposed to make you more creative in the bedroom.
Hold on.
And they have like spirit dust and all this other shit.
Let me write this shit down.
Look at this. Be just like people's ashes that they've like the crematorium is like. I don't know what to do with
it. It shares a building with a crematorium, and they just have like leftover ashes. It was like, yeah, no one ever claimed these ashes. They're just like, all right,
sex dust. Perfect. Okay.
Put a little glitter in it. Call it a day, boy.
Yeah. All right. I'm writing this down. Coffee with sex dust and adds moon in the name because
sex dust.
It's like, I need to try this shit.
I want
to
try it.
It wasn't like if you get just sex dust, it's mad expensive. It's like $70 for a thing of sex dust. But
what
you can
the
get
fuck
a coffee,
is sex dust?
It's coffee.
It's just cocaine.
With sex dust and like all this other shit in it. There was like another one. It was like you could buy like alkaline water that has like fucking. It's like kind of like health nut shit, but the phrase sex dust is the best thing. I would drink it just because, like, if you were to give me a drink and call it like a sex dust latte and it doesn't have anything in it, but like, I don't know, like glitter or something, I would still drink it.
I'd still drink it too.
It just sounds like senior citizen cum to me. Just sex dust.
Is it vegetarian?
I'm going to puff my sex dust.
Is it vegetarian?
Is sex dust vegetarian?
I mean, I don't know. It doesn't say what it is.
Is it like, does it come from
I'm
like
gonna Google.
There's
body?
No nutritional facts for sex dust.
I'm going to Google this while we're talking.
That's the name of the podcast episode, sex dust.
Maybe I should look up on my calorie counter app, sex dust. You know, I'm going to do that.
Yeah, it's like,
see what comes up.
It's like 900 calories per like ounce of it.
And you said it's legitimately just called sex dust.
Yeah, it was a sex dust latte.
Sex dust latte. I got to find this shit, man. That's crazy.
Let me see. I got to add
Moon Juice sex dust. Here we go. Adaptogenic dust blend to ignite creative energy, vitality, and well-being.
Ooh, damn. Sex dust, moon juice. 1 teaspoon is 10 calories. Then there's sexer, which is a cup of sexer, 289 calories. And then we have sex, which is 99,999 calories.
Someone put that on there being real funny.
Oh, yeah, they did.
That's good. That's good. Okay, apparently Gwyneth Paltrow made sex dust.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Oh, gross. Apparently it's like her brand.
Red flag.
Yeah. So I don't
she's a beautiful woman, and I'm sure she's a beautiful person. She's just misguided in her attempts to be healthy.
Well, she's making sex dust, and that's probably the healthiest material.
I think, what if we're missing out, y'all? Like, what if we took sex dust and we realized that, like, it just makes us the best people that we can be?
I'm calling it. 10 years from now, you walk into any, like, food place, there's salt, there's pepper, and there's the good old sex dust.
There's sex dust. Like, McDonald's having little packets.
Yeah, it's just the three.
10 years from now, you're going to be sleeping in your bedroom. Gwyneth Paltrow is going to kick down your door and just be like, I showed all of you. All of you.
Here's the thing, like, things like this, you'll never actually know if they are, like, it could be actually, like, the best thing ever, because it's so goofy, no one would believe it. Like, what if, like, those InfoWars, like, male vitality supplements actually are, like, the fucking best thing ever, but no one's gonna think it's serious, because it's, like, an InfoWars, Alex Jones, like, male vitality supplement. So what if it is the best? We just don't know.
The government's not going to let anything like seep through the cracks. Yeah, so this is like InfoWars and stuff. And InfoWars and Gwyneth Paltrow being the top two distributors of these kind of supplements.
Outside the FDA, yeah.
As long as it keeps my frogs heterosexual.
It will, man. That's actually the I have some of the InfoWars drops.
It says, doesn't it say like in small letters, like, is like, will not turn frogs gay?
It does, yeah.
Does it actually?
Mm-hmm.
That's hard.
It won't turn frogs gay.
Is it like marketed to people to feed their frogs?
Well, some people in this country have a problem where they have gay frogs, so they get the InfoWars.
Is that like an epidemic?
It is. It's actually, it's a very, people don't talk about it enough, but
how
it is an epidemic.
How does it manifest itself, like this issue? Like,
well,
with gay frogs.
People just got gay frogs out there.
Does Alex Jones go out there with like a microfile, like a magnoscope?
Well, a microfile, a
what is this called? A magnifying glass. Sorry, guys.
I mean, gay frogs did start from like the liberal left trying to like put stuff in the water supply to turn like not just the frogs gay, but people gay, so that the left's agenda in Hollywood would actually pursue through. And so this is what Alex Jones is fighting, and that we all need to probably.
So is like, Gwyneth Paltrow like the opposite of that? Like, it makes you gay? Like, she wants us all to be gay with sex dust.
I don't know if sex dust makes you gay, though.
This is the perfect podcast to cut out of context. It makes you creative in the bedroom.
That's a creative
what
thing.
What does that mean, though? Like,
I don't know. Like, I'd used to be writing rhymes.
Yo, you guys just like snort a line of sex dust and then write some bars.
Do you snort the dust? Could you snort the dust?
You probably could snort it.
You could snort anything, dude. You could snort dick cheese.
That is true.
You could actually snort dick cheese. I don't know if I want to, though. That's probably one of the most foul things.
It's overrated.
I'm surprised like Steve-O hasn't done it. He did wasabi.
Oh, that was a disgusting.
He did it with the soy sauce too. It was like,
oh yeah,
the whole experience, yeah,
like salt and just a burning sensation.
And now
he threw up
because you've been to Japan. You see how like respectful those sushi places are. Just imagine Steve-O going in there like doped out of his mind, puking all over the counter. His voice is like sandpaper.
Yeah, but he saved a little dog.
He did. I love Steve-O. I really like Steve-O.
He turned his life around.
He did. Like, yeah. He's pretty inspirational. Have you seen that picture of him like right before he went into rehab?
Yep.
Where he's on the ground like with puke and like 20,000 Whippet containers.
Oh yeah. Oh, I saw that. If y'all watch that documentary, it's like the saddest shit in the world. And it's so cool to see him now because like he's good. Like he's
doing
very well.
There's a Steve-O documentary?
There's a Steve-O documentary. You can watch it on YouTube.
Okay, I've only seen the Bam Vice one, I think it was.
That one's sad.
But I really liked it because like whenever I see these guys, I'm like, childhood. But again, it's like, oh, they're
doing
shitty.
He looks just like his dad now.
Yo, he does. Yep. Have you seen him? That's crazy. Yeah.
You know who, I watched a documentary about Brandon Novak, who was like, he rolled with the Jackass guys. He's a skater, but he had like a heroin addiction. Mm-hmm. And that's a pretty sad documentary. Also, just so you guys know, Steve-O has sat on this couch you're sitting on right now.
Yeah, I saw that episode.
I can smell it.
Yeah, you can smell it. Still, the smell's still there.
What game did they play?
They played a some Wii game, not Metal Slug. What was it?
Mad World.
Mad World.
And the whole time he was talking about like how he doesn't play games, if I remember correctly. And it was like really funny.
I haven't actually seen the Steve-O episode because Ryan and I don't watch Game Grumps when we edit it. We just kind of throw it all together.
Did you edit this?
No, that's before we came along.
Oh, was it?
Okay. That was Kevin.
Oh, yep.
Kevin edited that one.
I miss Kevin too.
He's a bad boy, you know? He's a bad boy. Yo, Kevin's out there now. He's actually a professional skater, believe it or not. And he is killing it in the skating world.
That's tight.
He is, yeah.
You'll see him in the bowls of Santa Monica, just kind of grinding one out.
That's hard.
That's actually,
Kevin sits in the middle of the bowl and just jacks off. That's what he really does.
Just grinding. I mean, he sits on the skateboard. It has to be some sort of trick.
Yeah, like they'll kick him out if he doesn't have a skateboard. But he comes in, he sets the skateboard down and jerks off. He's going to hear this. So, Kevin, please.
Do you think he listens to our podcast?
No, but last time we talked about him, he tweeted at us. So
probably because people are like, they talked about.
Well, they're gonna tweet out now and say we talked about him jerking off at a skate park.
Probably, and then we're gonna get photos of him jerking off in the middle of a bowl at Santa Monica skate park
and realize like he actually has been doing that. Kevin, if you hear this, we've actually been receiving emails from these skate parks asking us to pass along the message to please stop pleasuring yourself in these skate parks.
Specifically, like, they also said to be really blunt with it, so please stop masturbating in the middle of bowl 2 at the Santa Monica skate park.
He goes to that one all the time. There's several bowls. That's the one he likes to sit in.
That's the one that hits.
It is. Kevin might be taking the sex dust. That might be what it is.
Oh, he's getting creative.
Yeah, he's getting creative. I love how
he took a little too much.
In the description for sex dust, nowhere does it mention like sexual stuff. It just says like creativity and like well-being.
You like take it just before you have sex, and then you end up like writing a whole book.
Or just a massive movie. Book of poetry.
Are there legitimate supplements that make sex better other than just like stay up longer? Like,
I seen some shit in a gas station one time in Colombia. Oh, that was
is it one of the where you put the quarters in, turn the dial, and then the packet of supplement comes out?
Oh, probably. I don't remember exactly. I was fucked up. But there's this
on
thing.
Sex dust.
Yeah. I was fucked up on sex dust. Yeah. But there's this thing, and it looked like a 5-hour energy, like that type of bottle, okay? But it had Chun-Li and Ryu from Street Fighter.
Okay.
And they're just fucking, like, hentai. Okay, but it's like, you can't see because of the text, but it's like you can almost see some nipple.
You know what's going on.
Okay, and then it says, I can't remember what it says, but it says something, like, in terrible English, like, sex penetrate, or something like that. And I Googled it. It's a thing. Like, it's not just a South Carolina thing. It's a thing. It's everywhere.
Okay.
You know? But if y'all ever, you know, want some.
You didn't try it though.
I mean, I ain't gonna
tell you.
But like, if we're in South Carolina, should we potentially like put 50 cents in one of those machines?
I'm not trying to tell you what to do with your life, but yes.
Okay. Two things. I'll start with this. I was driving
number
through,
two or number one.
This is number two. Okay. Number so one, I'll first. Lead into another topic.
Okay. Sweet.
But number two, I was in a town, not even a town, just like a gas station in the middle of Arizona recently. And I went to the bathroom and they had one of those machines on the wall where you could like put the quarters in, and they had a tiny pocketbook of illustrated sexual drawings, and I wanted it so bad, but that specific one was broken. Because someone had smashed it with like a jackhammer or something.
They were really mad.
They wanted it. They probably
ate their coins before they.
I tried to reach in. I tried to get that little sex book out, but I couldn't do it. But they did have Benoit balls in a little packet, so I got some of those. And literally, what it was it was a condom that was about
Benoit
an inch
balls?
Long. Yeah,
is that some like goofy like children's show terrorist dude?
I'm Benoit balls. No, it's a real thing. Benoit balls, it's like a sex toy.
Like Chris Benoit?
Yeah, but you put them in your ass, like a tiny Chris Benoit. You stuck
he
up your ass.
He killed his whole family.
Did he really?
Yeah, y'all know about that shit?
Yeah, that shit was crazy.
Yeah, he killed himself after killing his whole family.
Oh, shit.
They did like...
He didn't kill himself before he killed his whole family?
Yeah, no. He's the first person to do that.
It's crazy that he pulled it off.
Apparently, yeah. they did like an autopsy on him, and like he had taken so much steroids throughout his life, and like he just had like bad...
Roid rage?
He did the fucking flying headbutt was his finisher. He would come off the top rope and like literally hit people.
No, we talked about this, I think, in the... We did one of those... No. There was a Game Grumps game where they played like a wrestling game, and he was in it, and they talked about this. I remember now. But basically, the thing I got from this sex machine in the bathroom was a condom, but it wasn't really a condom. It was about an inch long, so it would only go on like the head of a penis. And it had these things on it on the outside, like studs, but they looked like... It just looked like a small condom covered in herpes. It was disgusting, and it smelled weird, and it was made in Korea. So,
beautiful.
Guys, if you're ever in, like, a gas station in Arizona.
Or Korea.
And you see Benoit balls, get that shit.
Get the Benoit balls with the sex penetrate combo.
Yeah.
Really just drive it on home.
Make sure you have sex dust coffee in the morning. Really start it off right.
Snort the latte.
And then get the little sex illustrations book so you know what you're doing, because that shit's hard. Also... You know how like every gas station sells those little like pills for like fucking, where it's like it'll be like a raging bull.
It's like a red and blue pill. Yeah. It's like sex.
Like has that? Have you guys ever taken those?
You press the button on the condom, goes sex.
You guys ever taken those?
All the time.
Taking what?
I took one.
Those little sex pills.
Yeah, I just took one before we started.
I don't trust putting shit like that.
No, I don't either. I want to know like what they like. What if they really do work though?
I mean, I'm sure they do something, but it probably has, like, methamphetamines in it or something.
Yeah.
Maybe wait till you're older or something. Yeah. Because now it's like, your shit's working fine. You don't need to mess
with
anything.
Well, if you're, like, 70, you ain't got shit to lose anyway. Pop, pop, pop.
Why would I spend, $300 on one pill of Viagra when I could spend $3 and get, like, six pills of sex stuff at the gas station? Sex pills.
Just sex penetrate.
Sex penetrate. I could just be chugging sex penetrate. Fuck 5 hour energy. I'm gonna get some sex penetrate before I do an essay at night.
That's what keeps me going.
It keeps me going, man. I feel like I'd get like addicted. Like you take those pills and then like you become dependent on them for everything. Like you can't survive without taking those little like colorful
sex
pills.
It's like
the
movie Limitless.
But it's those sex pills from the gas station.
Where you have to like keep like taking them because like the dosage goes down. Yeah. Just like how people want to keep buying MeUndies.
Yeah. Speaking of MeUndies. You've definitely heard us talk about MeUndies, because we've done several thousand ad reads for them now. You know, the fun, comfortable undies that feel as good as they look. And boy, do they feel good. And to those of you who haven't tried them yet, listen up, because Ryan's got something to say.
That's right, I do have something to say. You can get incredible underwear sent to your door with MeUndies, meaning no more hunting around for the perfect pair at a crowded store and eventually settling for the good enough pair of underwear that you know that you'll get and you'll start itching and it'll start like kind of
they'll start riding up. Sometimes it goes all the way, like your ass will just eat it.
I can only speak from a male perspective, but I'm sure it's pretty uncomfortable for women too if they go for the cheap underwear. But
yeah.
MeUndies is not that cheap underwear. It's good quality underwear. At a good price.
And you know why? You know what's like that? Because MeUndies are made with a sustainably sourced material from beechwood trees. Their naturally soft fiber makes a fabric that won't sag down or ride up. Trust me, once you put on a pair, you'll get it.
Sometimes I wear two pairs at the same time because they're that comfortable. Like I'll just like take one off for the next day and keep the other one on. Like they're the most comfortable pair of underwear I think I've ever had. I think I took a road trip on and just kept one pair on the whole time. They lasted, stay perfectly clean because of the natural source fibers and everything like that.
They did, and actually they sent us a free pair that Ryan and I share, and we haven't even had to wash yet. We've been trading off every other day for like 6 months now.
But real talk, they are legitimately comfortable, and I highly recommend giving MeUndies a try. And you know why they should try it, Matt?
Why? Still not sure? Well, MeUndies has a deal for our listeners. First-time purchase, get 15% off the first pair of MeUndies and free shipping. That is 15% off plus free shipping, and I guarantee that you and your MeUndies will be a very happy family.
Say the get your butt over part.
Get your butt over to MeUndies.com and treat yourself.
And remember, to get 15% off your first pair, free shipping, a 100% satisfaction guarantee, go to MeUndies.com/supermega. Let's say it at the same time, Matthew.
Okay, that's MeUndies.com/supermega.
That was good.
That was really good.
Okay, anyways, hey, guys.
I'm really proud of you guys.
Wow, thanks, man.
Can I touch your MeUndies?
We got another one
can
coming.
I touch, can I get a little... Yeah, just.
I'm not wearing MeUndies today. I'm wearing MeUndies. I wear MeUndies
every
day.
I'm touching them right now. They feel good.
They're soft, right?
Yep.
So you guys are rappers. And what?
That's a way to start. So you guys are rappers.
You guys do the rap. And
what's the thing with rap?
What?
What's the thing with rapping these days?
World's rapping.
These kids love it.
What about Can you guys do a little freestyle for me? Is that actually? It's probably like I feel like every rapper is like, God damn it, when someone asks them that.
It's some of them's worst nightmare, especially when they get viral videos like Kanye when he did that freestyle that turned out to be poor.
Ooh.
There's a bunch of other people.
Shia LaBeouf did that freestyle. That was pretty good.
Apparently, that was somebody else's lyrics.
Oh, God damn it.
Yeah. But like he came out after
classic
the fact.
Shia.
Apparently, he was just like flowing that shit. Like it wasn't like he was like, yo, I'm about to freestyle. And then somebody just filmed it. And it was just a song he liked, and then he released it. Someone released it.
Yeah, okay.
Wasn't like some shit. Because he's a big rap fan, because like he fucks with Cage, who was like from like Def Jux back in the day and shit. Yeah. Which,
are we still talking about Shia LaBeouf?
Yeah.
He's
hella integrated in this culture.
Yeah, there's videos of them shooting skeet, no homo, like, but they're shooting.
He shot a little film with Kid Cudi.
Oh, that's right.
And did really?
And Cage.
That's shit.
Because that was like right around when they did Maniac.
Yep.
Yeah.
You guys need, you guys should do a video with Shia LaBeouf.
We want
to. I'm trying to boof Shia LaBeouf.
Trying to get some boof from Shia LaBeouf.
Do you guys get that too, though? Like, hey, say something funny.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, my God.
YouTube, man.
My favorite is when someone comes up and they got their phone out and they're filming and they go, say the line. And then Ryan and I have to say, ready? Let's do it. Ready? 3, 2, 1. Yes, daddy likes.
Oh, guys. Wow.
Well, then there's like the ones that like, you keep doing it. I don't mind. But just realize like at the end of the day, I'm a very average person. And so when you put me on the spot, it's like, okay, I got to come up with something real quick.
We're not
when they come up and they're just like, as I said, I don't mind. Keep doing it, you know, because it's for you.
In fact, do it for Ryan Moore.
They'll come up and they'll just be like, can you make a video for my friend? Just make it funny. And I'm like, oh, Lord.
I'm just like, oh,
it couldn't
shit.
Have just been just like a say hi to my friend. Just make it funny, too.
Because we're not comedians. Like, we're
I know. We're the
we just sit on a couch and record ourselves talking. So it's like,
Can you let's play for me right now?
Okay.
Can you just
jump, Matt, jump.
Oh, no, I died in the game.
You didn't jump, you fucking dumbass.
Oh, no, the comments are going to get mad because I'm bad at video games. Thanks, and please subscribe.
Matt, put in the fart sound effect real quick.
There's a fart sound effect.
Ha ha, poop.
And air horn, and crazy edits, zoom
and
in.
And do Call of Duty hit marker sound effects. No. That one. Yeah,
there
that
we go.
One.
Okay, cool.
Well, it's online. You can find it.
Okay. That was really good, guys.
Thanks, guys.
I think you're... Wow. You can rap.
Now zoom in to Bill's face when he says you can rap. Just zoom in, and then when he says rap, put it on his mouth and put it in the
like
low voice.
Me a little
make it look like a VHS effect as well.
People are like watching right now, like, wait, what? There's nothing on screen.
No, they're just like, what?
Wait, so now you guys got freestyle. You guys good at freestyling?
The best.
Yeah, they're the best.
In the whole world.
What if I beatbox? Can you guys
beatbox? Are we going to hit it? Are we going to hit that yeet? Is that what the kids say?
Yeah, hit the y'all mind if I hit that yeet?
Is that
that's what they say?
All right,
we can hit the.
We can do that.
All right, yeah. Can
is
I give
that
you
when
a topic?
The vines, like something gets thrown her and it goes yeet.
Yeah, it's that it's that like white boy at school and he's like, y'all mind if I hit that yeet? And then he like throws something.
He's got dip in his mouth.
Does he?
Y'all
he's
two
got
dip?
To. No, my dad dips.
Dip is disgusting.
I have a bad experience with dip because, like, my dad, like, when I was really young, like, he quit smoking.
He always spit it on Bill when he was a kid.
Yeah, dude. But no, like...
Like a mama bird.
He's, like, pretty... He was good about it later, but, like he would... Like, I had, like, a Mountain Dew can, and he had a Mountain Dew can, and he spit into it. And, like, it was, like, immediately, like, I was, like, 6 years old, and I, like, went to just chug, and then it was, like, it hit my mouth, and then I threw up on top of that, so I was just covered in used dip, spit, and throw up. And then my dad just comes in, and he's just like, what have I done?
I need to quit.
Yeah, no, then from now on, it was, like, in bottles.
But, like, that's, like, I smoke, so I've dealt with something similar to that, where, like, I'll put a bunch of my cigarettes out in, like, a small Diet Pepsi or Diet Coke, whatever, bottle for a long time, and I'll also have a drink right next to it in the cup holder. I'll pick up one of them and just take a swig. I get a mouthful of ashy, soaked cigarette butt, and it's wonderful.
That is disgusting.
Yeah.
Trying to get that, like, as a flavored drink.
Like a Yankee Candle.
Coca-Cola tobacco flavor.
Ooh. They make tobacco-scented candles.
They do. They actually smell kind of all right.
Yeah, no, I love the smell of tobacco. I'm like, I just don't want my place smelling like it. But I feel like a tobacco candle doesn't smell like cigarettes. It's just like a...
You don't want it to smell like a cigar merchant.
Yeah, it's like an earthy, like, hearty smell.
There's a rapper, I don't know if any of y'all fuck with, Lil Ugly Mane. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Lil Ugly Mane?
Yeah.
I know Ugly God.
No, Lil Ugly Mane. I mean, Ugly God is cool too, but Lil Ugly Mane, he's like top five for me. Like, seriously, actually, like, an amazing rapper, okay?
Yeah.
The name is just kind of funny. Yeah, and producer. Yeah, he does all his own shit. But he actually has a line of vape juice out, and it's called Court Date, and it's, or Courtroom or something like that. And it's coffee and stale tobacco. That's what it's supposed to taste like.
Ryan, you want to try it?
I think I'm good, man.
Actually, Ugly God actually posted a video of me and Ryan on his Instagram, the video of us putting banana in the bag and slamming him against a wall. Which, to clarify, was not real. Just for the... Some people got really upset about that. But we didn't actually slam my cat against the wall.
Wait, really? It's not real?
It was...
I mean...
I'm unsubscribing.
It's not real.
This feels like me figuring out Santa's not real.
Santa is real.
Oh, sorry, Santa's up.
Cats can land on their feet. They're very durable. Ooh. Yeah,
you slam against the wall, he'll land on his feet. He's fine.
If you... I don't want to get into it. It's fine. I'll get heated. But, like...
Is this scripted?
No.
No, we actually...
Is this an ad?
Speaking of abusing animals, Harry's shaved...
don't worry, Harry's. We're not going to do you like that. We'll put you in a little later.
We'll get you in later when we're talking about something pleasant. So... When we're talking about something pleasant, someone needs to be like, by the way, now that we're on a pleasant topic, ad read.
Yes.
And by the way, thank you guys. Thank you, listeners, for, thanks for listening to all our ad reads and actually, like, checking out the products, because that actually really helps out our podcast a lot. Because, as you know, we don't get paid by Game Grumps. We're kind of in, like, we signed a contract that we didn't read and didn't realize it said no pay, and it's, like, a 10-year contract.
Don't pay us either.
I know. They don't pay anybody. It's the fucking craziest shit.
I got a paycheck from them once.
Are you serious?
Yeah. It was like $3.
What the fuck?
They pay us in free Game Grumps live tickets.
They do.
Ooh, that's
and
sick.
We get two V-Bucks a month for Fortnite, so.
Ooh.
Yeah.
How do you pay rent?
V-Bucks.
That's tight.
My apartment accepts V-Bucks as a rent payment, so I'm going to just
We live in the best timeline.
We do.
There is a timeline where V-Bucks becomes like...
The main currency?
Way more than Bitcoin or anything. It just becomes the online currency and then therefore becomes the currency because everything's online.
Okay, if string theory is real, then there is a universe where in the United States, V-Bucks is the official currency and like Fortnite currency, that's what people use.
If string theory is real, that means like some dude in like a Godzilla outfit is like president of the United States for no reason.
Is he not now?
Oh! Oh my God.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Ready to resign yet, Drumpf?
Woo!
There it is.
I
had to do it.
Fight the power, dude.
Yo, I bought a jewel as a joke, and I'm straight addicted to it, and I feel like a dumbass.
You always say you buy this shit as a joke, but you legitimately are into it.
I bought it as a joke, and I was like,
what do you mean you buy it as a joke?
It was like an ironic purchase.
Look, I'm smoking.
I bought
a jewel ironically. Like, what does that fuck? Just say you bought a jewel. You don't have to
preface it. No, it really was. Like,
you don't have to preface it with it's a joke.
My friends are like, oh, let's get a jewel. And now I'm like, I'm a dumbass, because I'm straight addicted to this thing.
Oh, let's go buy a computer. Oh, dude. Oh, I'm a nerd, dude.
Look at me. I'm mad. I bought a vibrator for a joke. It's actually kind of cool.
Oh, it's in my ass. I'm addicted now, guys. To that. Oops. Oh, it's in my ass. Oh, that's a joke, though. Yeah.
Yeah, you've been smoking that jewel during this podcast.
I have been. It's bad.
So, what is jewel? What is it?
You want to try it?
I'm not hip. Yeah, let me.
It's like a little, like, vape, and it's fruit flavored. And it's like,
ooh. It's like way more nicotine than a normal vape, though, right? Like, it's like supposed to be.
Is it? Oh, that would explain why I've been doing it.
I'm pretty
sure
Juuls are like, way, it's supposed to be like released in the same way a cigarette would be released. Whereas, like, normal vape, it's like a smooth.
Well, not regular like vape is just pushing smoke into you.
Yeah.
A Juul's just like a little puff, and I feel like a real dumbass for.
Somebody do the Googleage on that. Later on, but I'm pretty sure Juul has more nicotine in it.
So how do you load a Juul up?
It's literally just like, look, it's just a little pod you buy that you just click in, and then you suck.
And you put that flash drive in that bitch.
It looks like a flash drive.
So do you put like sex dust in it before you like guys come up with videos?
Yo, you could put little, we should Juul some sex dust. Yo, we should vape sex dust.
You guys could be creative.
Mix it with some water, vape sex dust, end up in the hospital with like lesions inside our lungs and shit.
Y'all have, like, fast-growing tumors all over your body.
Like we do one hit of sex dust.
But it was worth it.
It was so worth it because now I have so much creative energy. And I just have these images. When I shut my eyes, I see Gwyneth Paltrow.
Well, you have a lot of creative energy?
Yeah.
You know, you need a lot of creative energy when you're shaving using Harry's.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today. Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hey, I'm Rory.
And I'm Maul.
And we're the hosts of the new Rory and Maul podcast.
That's right.
I know you're probably listening to a podcast that you actually like right now, and we just interrupted it with an ad.
That's all right, we're here.
And I appreciate if you didn't hit the 15-second skip button.
Listen to our show where we cover topics like music, movies,
yes,
TV shows, which we love to binge watch.
Of course. Just lifestyle stuff.
And give off crazy stories about our day-to-day lives.
Yeah.
Check us out on the new Rory Maul podcast. Listen to wherever you get your podcast and let us know how you're feeling about our show.
And once you're done listening to this podcast that you actually like, maybe you could check us out.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Come on, let's get this. Let's
he
get this.
He deserves a fucking award for that.
Yeah.
All right. I hope Bill and Rav are enjoying sitting on the couch while we just do ad reads. So, you guys having fun?
No, I'm this y'all got my part. Every like yeah. This is the rest of it feels like filler.
I don't listen to your podcast. I just like jump in the video for the
ads. You're like, where are the ad reads? You go to the comment section. Usually the top comments are like the time codes for when the ad reads are.
Yeah, exactly. Ooh. I just jump to those.
Well, here's the thing, Ryan. What do you love most about shaving with Harry's? Because I don't have to shave because I haven't hit puberty yet. But why don't you tell me?
Well, first of all, it's a nice, easy package. It comes with everything you need, right? It makes it easy to shave. They send you a bunch of these razors, you know, blah, blah, blah. It's just a good time if you have a face full of fur, which I do.
They got the creams. They got the butters. They got the nice razor handles and the nice f***ing blades. I shouldn't swear in an ad. I gotta bleep that out.
It's fine. I mean, after all, Harry stands behind the quality of their blades. But they know that switching razors isn't as easy. I'm gay. Harry stands behind the quality of their blades, but they know that switching razors isn't an easy decision. So they created a trial offer. Claim yours by going to harrys.com/supermega.
Can you believe that, guys? harrys.com/supermega. They love us so much, they gave us our own URL. Harry's founders were fed up with overpaying for expensive razors with unnecessary features. The razors these days, they got like laser pointers, they got f***ing, they play jingles. You don't need all that.
But what did they know, Matt?
They knew that a great shave comes down to great blades made with sharp, durable steel that lasts. That's why they bought a factory that's been making some of the highest quality blades in the world for over 95 years. Congrats on that factory, by the way, guys.
Congrats. And like by selling to you directly over the internet, Harry's can offer their blades at a price much lower than the leading brand. Just $2 per blade compared to $4 or more.
Damn, and that quality guarantee. If you don't love your shave, let Harry's know. They'll actually grow your facial hair back for you so you can shave it again. And within 30 days, they'll give you a full refund.
The $30 thing was true. The other thing's not true, just in case they want to come down to us, like, all right, legally
we're cutting
or
the ad read because of that. So
Should I give them details of the trial offer?
I think you should, Ryan.
Okay, get a $13 value trial set that comes with everything you need for a close, comfortable shave. You get a weighted handle, a five-blade razor with a lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, and travel blade covers.
And Ryan, that's a weighted ergonomic handle.
Whoa.
Ergonomic.
What's ergonomic mean, Matt?
Anyway, guys, the listeners of SuperMegaCast can redeem this at harrys.com/supermega.
To redeem your offer and let them know we sent you to help support the show.
Thanks.
Okay, now we're just going to come back to the podcast.
Well, I mean, we could talk more about razors and stuff. I had a bad razor experience earlier.
Maybe well, you should get some Harry's. Well,
so I should, because I came here and I bought, you know, like one of those things that you can get, like the travel bag for the plane. You know, I got it at Walmart, and it has like the toothbrush, the razor.
It's got it all, yeah.
Okay, but the razor was so bad. And, like, I'm sitting there, like, I'm shaving yesterday. I look down, there's a little bit of blood.
Uh-oh.
I'm a little scared.
Uh-oh.
To it, my hand smells like metallic. There's blood everywhere. This like it just.
Your hands smell like Metallica.
My hands smell like Metallica.
Yeah.
And it was a good time, but it wasn't as good of a time if I had Harry's.
If you went to harrys.com/supermega.
Yeah.
You know, which I suggest you all do, even so if you don't shave.
Like Metallica.
Just buy some razors. Maybe your old man will like some. You know.
Yeah, I'm a little boy. I'm a young.
Do you? Do you have? Do you? Do you? You shave, Rev?
Or? I do, but I don't. Need to shave very often.
That's the thing. It's like I do grow facial hair, but it's like just a little bit. But it's enough for
prepubescent hairs.
It's like like the peach fuzz that you get in middle school.
It's so hot. Women love it.
Women love like the kind of like middle school looking stash. Yeah. I can grow.
I just they don't look at it and they're too like, much of a reason to just attack me. Are you so
saying?
I just keep it off
are here. You saying women don't like it when a guy has a beard and they're eating or doing something and that smell travels from their beard to their mouth when you give them a nice little smooch?
Actually, women love that. So, guys with beards, make sure you get a lot of food in your beard before you smooch a lady.
And make sure you eat something like some like garlic roast beef,
like kimchi, maybe like just a lot of milk. Get a lot of dairy in.
Don't
your beard.
Use silverware. Just trough it.
The reason God gave you a beard is to save the flavor. It's a flavor saver, as some people call it.
It says that in the Bible somewhere.
It does.
It's Leviticus.
Leviticus does have a whole thing
that's
about...
That's actually Leviticus 5:6.
Getting Ooh. Food in your beard.
Ooh. Yeah.
Leviticus actually says some shit like... I think says like don't wear two different linens, which I'm wearing denim and cotton right now, so I'm going to hell. I'm sorry.
It says... I think in Leviticus it actually says that if you're a woman and you have your period and... Like, you have to wash or burn the linens.
It actually does say that, I think. That's actually
kind of wild, you know.
That's actually pretty sweet, you know.
They had to go through a lot of linens because, you know, that's like a once a month.
Yeah, right? That sucks. Like, well, I got to throw away my wardrobe now.
Some, like, women probably had, like, a super heavy bleed so it would last longer.
Yeah, but, and they, like, banish them to the woods. That sucks because not only do they got to deal with the period, but they got to get, like, banished to the woods, burn all their clothing. Ah, that sucked.
Yeah. They got to do the cha-cha slide and then they can come back.
In the Bible, it says the only thing that would redeem a woman on her period is she does the cha-cha slide.
Yeah, I don't make the rules; I just break them. You feel me?
Hey, you just break them, man. Yeah. Actually, what was I gonna say? Let's talk about rap.
Okay. So you guys fuck that.
Oh, how about this?
You heard of Drake?
Oh, I love Drake, man.
Drake man.
Drake man, my favorite superhero.
So since I just got Spotify, what is like your if you could. Pick a track to, if someone's just trying to get into your music, what would you recommend them to listen to start them off?
None of it.
Oh!
Oh, yeah, it's all bad.
Yo, I can't believe he just
did that.
He just did that.
Gotcha.
That quick wit got you. Now you, gotcha. Now you can't respond or else you look like a bunch of fools.
Yeah. Y'all look like fools over here.
Gotta let it slide.
Foolies, as they say in the rap community.
But yeah, Phil,
you say that right?
Why don't you answer that
first? Okay, this is really weird to answer because it's like, I would just say if you were to get into my music personally, I would say to listen to Ramona, like my first album, because I feel like that's like a pretty accessible.
It's got the anime girl on the cover.
Yeah, talk about how you sent me something to my place?
Oh,
you
let's talk about
that. Right. Yeah, so I sent.
Freaked me the fuck. I was legitimately like my heart was racing.
Yeah,
when I read.
I sent Ryan a copy of Ramona, and like. I thought it would be really like a really sick meme to put Ryan McGoggles on there instead of Ryan McGee. And like, I didn't know
Like, I literally said, like, oh, it'll be funny. And my girlfriend is, like, sitting there, like, yeah, do it, you know? And so then, like...
You love it.
So then, like, we send it out, and then Matt hits me on the Twitter DMs and was just like, yeah, you scared the shit out of Ryan. And, like, what was it? You were afraid someone got your address or something?
Yeah, I was afraid, like, just some fan just sent me something. It was just like, I was like, uh-oh. Now this person's going to start harassing me more, send me a bunch of stuff. Then I opened it up, and I was pleasantly surprised with a wonderful album.
So what I should do now is just, like, send you strange things.
Just do, like, yes, 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 Daddy Likes is the address. I mean, it won't get delivered to me.
Oh, my God, he did the thing again.
He did it. He said it again.
Oh, my God, he said it, dude. Oh,
are you wet now?
Copyright.
I feel like, yeah.
Rav's juice. Rav's got some juice leaking, I can tell.
Yeah.
So, Ramona, for you, you would tell people like, that are just...
Yeah, yeah, just Ramona would probably be a good starting point. What would you say, Rav, for...
It's going to be lame, but I guess Beneath the Toxic Jungle as well, for me, would be... Yeah. Or...
It's a good... They're both amazing. I got them both in my car.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Not all of them are on Spotify and stuff, but Rav has a whole B-sides and rarities. It's like, we're up to what, volume 6 now?
Yeah.
But there's like even like a 5.5 and a...
Yeah, because it's funny.
Yeah, big meme. But no, all of Rav's stuff, the B-sides and rarities stuff, all that's sick. He doesn't think so, but I think that it's sick.
I think it is too. And my favorite song, personally by you guys, well, the song you guys did together, Slide...
Oh, I like that song a ton. I like that's RPG. That's off of Drop Season, yeah.
And then I really like, from Rav, I like two songs. I like Adderall, and I like You Fuckers Were Asking for This One.
Oh, really?
Those are both my favorites.
He was asking for that one.
I actually did. I DM'd you, and I was like, when are you going to release, like, that song?
Yeah, everybody was doing that. And then everybody was also like, when are you going to make it longer? And the thing is, I recorded it when I was, like, very down and drunk one night. And then you record it, and then people are like, yo, when's verse 2 coming?
Like, yeah.
Yo, let me just get depressed again.
Like, yeah. It's a good song,
drink
though.
My pain
it's
away.
Real weird, though, because, like, I'll get shit like that all the time, too. Like, I'll be like, oh, like, I wish this was longer. Or, like, when are you going to finish this? When it's, like, already done, it's just short. You know what I mean? And I'm just like, I can't do it.
Yeah.
You guys get that, too?
Yeah, like, the song I made about fucking my dad, there's not going to be a full version of that, I don't think.
It pretty much is a full version.
It is a full version. People have been re-uploading that. I mean, like, what's the full one or the music? I'm not making a music video about fucking my dad. My dad's going to see that. My dad, as far as I know,
flattered.
My dad, my mom and my dad, neither of them know about the song about me fucking my dad. And I, like, I
they're
don't,
going to.
They will. My dad probably won't because he doesn't listen to my stuff anymore.
Eventually he will, I'm sure.
I'll say, Dad, I just, this is the way I feel.
If anything, I'll just send it to him. If I feel like it's gone too long without any
drama with my dad,
son drama.
You're gonna be like, just send him to him, be like, check it out.
Listen to what your son thinks of you.
Do y'all's parents like ever like hit y'all up and be like, yo, you need to chill?
Yes.
Because like I got that at first. My mom was like, wow, you're cursing a lot. Because like I was living in the house with her when I was first recording.
Should have had her on some tracks, man.
Oh yeah, she got a great voice.
She's like, yo, I'm Bill's mom. I like to wear a thong. Walk around with no bra on.
Damn, you know, it's like, do you know her? Do you know her? Because that sounds like some shit she would say.
My son sucks my titties. He's licking on my kitty.
Yeah, she did say that one time.
She did, yeah.
Yeah,
that's pretty sweet.
How did you know that? How did you know?
Hey, it's just that, it's that freestyle mind I got, you know?
Did you just fucking jewel a bunch of sex dust, dude?
I jeweled a little bit of sex dust, I'm not going to lie. I was hoping you guys might notice.
You can tell those creative juices are flowing.
Those juices are spitting.
Uber Eats, dude?
I did. I went to the Uber Eats, and I was like...
That's what you were doing.
Yo, this is Rav. He really likes his dad.
Yo, dad. God, you've got a dad bod.
Oh,
shit.
That's hot.
Oh, shit. Oh,
swinging damn. That fat cock size of a Sasquatch.
Oh.
That makes my ass pop, although he's half soft.
Dude.
Oh, shit.
I used to look up pictures of a Sasquatch in library in elementary school.
I want to toss your salad like a damp cloth. Atop the kitchen counter, just kiss and jack off.
Oh, fuck, dude.
Is this
That's
what it's
amazing.
Like when you watch our Let's Plays?
Yeah.
Are you this amazed when you watch our Let's Plays?
Yeah,
you're
absolutely.
Like, how do they do it?
I got a big smile on my face right now. Yeah. The reason I want my mom to hear the dad fucking song is my mom, she has a degree in psychology, and she likes to analyze things. And my mom would listen to that. And instead of thinking it's like a joke, my mom would be like, son, I think that there's actually something there, and that's why you made that song. Because what would Freud say about that song? My mom would say
psychology.
That.
Psychology. And I can definitely tell you.
You can tell that it's because I
got
it comes
hella
from
daddy issues.
It's because I got daddy issues.
Wait, are you
really
saying
do.
That you're not real? You don't want to fuck your dad?
Well,
scripted again?
I don't want to come out as fake.
Is everything fake on Super Mega?
Think about it. Yes, 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 daddy likes, and then now this. Like, that. Oh, it's not shit. A coincidence. It's all coming
we deleted that dad video.
Someone's going to write, like an analysis paper for their, like, thesis.
On how your little rap was, like, an attack on hyper-masculinity. And
Yeah. But also, at the same time, how, like, I actually do want to fuck my dad.
You're going to be on TMZ one day.
They're going to be like, Matt Watson wants to fuck his dad. TMZ report.
TMZ report.
And they're like following me at the airport and shit, like Matt, any comments on how you want to fuck your dad? And I'm going to be like, no comments. Talk to my lawyer.
Yeah.
What about the line where you said that he's covered in your cum, Matthew?
And then my lawyer will release a statement like, he does want to fuck his dad. And then I'm going to have to fire my lawyer because I'd be like, that's exactly what I said not to say and you said it.
Yeah,
so it's probably what I got for hiring Michael Cohen as my lawyer, but oh, you know, nice, yeah. That happens.
That's a timely reference. Right?
That is very timely, and people can listen to this in 3 years. I'm like, who? But yeah, Rav, I'm actually really impressed by that little freestyle you just did. Bill, okay, he's done. You gotta.
Do I have
something.
To rap about fucking your dad, my dad?
It doesn't have to be about fucking a dad. It can be about
like fucking a stepdad.
It doesn't even have to be about fucking anyone. It could be about
sucking someone off. That's it. Doesn't have to be like full on.
It doesn't have to be penetration. It could just be like.
It could be like fluffing.
It could be.
Yeah. Kill Bill the fluffer.
Okay, hold up.
If you can't do it.
Oh man, are we about to hear a freestyle?
We're putting on the spot. And he's like, fuck.
All right, listen, dog. Listen. I be chilling with Matt and Rav's dad. We about to do some jazz hands or something else. Whatever, though. I wish I had a clever flow. This is bad. Can we just cut this out? All right.
Check out Kill Bill the Rapper on Spotify, guys.
Check this out, dog.
That's actually his first song that he ever made.
It's just that. He opens his album with that.
Yeah, dude.
I hope Mad's dad blows up on my ass like Baghdad.
Oh.
I'd bag dad.
Uh-oh.
Ooh. Bring dad back.
Why is Rav sunning me right now with these fucking dad bars?
Because I've been thinking about it a lot.
You've been thinking about fucking dads recently.
Dude, I can't deny it.
You know? It's just a part of me.
You can see it on my face.
I can see. I see that smirk. See that little smirk he's got on his face.
It's just Matt. When I heard that song, I was like, well, I don't have to hide anymore. You know?
Yeah.
He can be open about it.
If Matt the YouTuber/gamer Watson.
I hope that's on my gravestone, by the way. Yeah. Matt the YouTuber/gamer Watson.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Bill getting a call?
No.
Is that your wake-up alarm?
Yeah.
At 11:40?
Yeah, dude. That's my you need to get out of bed. It's okay. Like a daily, like, just get out of bed.
What time do you guys wake up?
I'm bad.
On average. Rav lives in London, so.
Yeah, I wake up pretty early because I got to go to work.
Yeah, Rav's got a job.
I'm like the type of dude, because, like, I usually don't have to be into work till later in the day. So, like, I'm like the type that, like, stays up till, like, 5 in the morning every night. Or morning.
Same.
And then
I'll sleep till anywhere between, like, 12 and 1:30. That's my wake-up point.
Do that.
Yeah, and then like it's probably really bad. I feel like it's bad for me to do that.
It's very bad on your health.
Yeah.
It's not good to
apparently,
like, especially when you're like our age, to just not get good sleep.
I read a thing that apparently like going to bed like at a really late hour cuts years off your life over time.
But I think that's about the amount of sleep you can get. Like, why would it matter what hour you go to bed as long as you're getting the rest?
Something about your circadian rhythm. I don't know. Mine sucks. I used to stay up until like 5 or 6.
Yeah.
And then I realized that.
Nurses, are they just fucked?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Jesus. They're fucked. Taxi drivers and shit. They're going to die
as
early.
As long as you have like a schedule, even if you like, let's say you sleep during the day, but you stay awake during night, as long as it's consistent.
Yeah. I feel like it's probably like if you don't get a lot of sleep, that cuts years off your life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Donald Trump apparently only gets 4 hours of sleep a night. That's what I've heard. Old people.
He has
a lot of
energy built up over the years from doing jack shit, so...
There's not much sleep out there, though. Like, when we were studying psychology, like, the professors were always like, well, we don't really know much. You might die if you don't sleep, but you might not. And there's some research out there, some like... Oh.
They're like, what we do know is whether you sleep enough or don't sleep, you eventually die, and we don't know which one of those causes you to die.
They did this fucked up experiment on, like, a rat. That every time it kept falling asleep, they would drop it into like a little bit of water, just a little bit. Like, it wouldn't drown it, you know? But it just wake it up each time, and then it died. But like, did it die from the stress, really? Or
probably because they're dropping that shit in water.
Probably had a heart attack.
Yeah, because that shit is the most terrifying thing ever.
So apparently, if you stay awake for 72 hours, you're technically clinically insane.
I've stayed up that long.
Like, technically 72 hours is the point where you become clinically
insane.
Either
way, though.
We should try it. We should stay up 72 hours and like see what it feels like.
I was up for over 24 hours just like a few days ago.
Oh, I've done that before. I think my record was I was 30 something. Yeah. But at that point I was like,
you're 30 something?
I actually
it was
don't,
really
don't reveal that.
It was like I went to work, got off work, then went to the airport and then had a layover and then came here.
It's always traveling.
And then like we got there and like I've never even ordered an Uber before because we stay out in South Carolina. And so, like, I'm sitting there trying to, like, figure out how Uber works, and my body's, like, shutting down, and I'm just like,
I think
that's the noise I made.
Then you had some sex dust, and you
then I took some sex dust, and he hasn't he slept got
straight to the crib.
Yeah.
I actually, the longest I ever stayed awake was Ryan and I in the very beginning of Super Mega.
Oh, was it that? Yeah.
I was going out of town for my sister's wedding, and we had to record, like, we used to release 2 videos a day back then.
Yeah, what happened?
Yeah, I don't know what happened, man.
Lazy, just, that's what it is. Absolutely.
It's laziness. Yeah, it's pure laziness. And we hate Super Mega, and we're actually never uploading again after this podcast. This is the last podcast. Like
I mean,
said.
We've told people like this is the last.
102 is the last
low
one.
Low key, I'm real glad. You feel me?
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's why we have you guys on because we promised that we would get you guys on, but we know that there wouldn't be a podcast after that, so we just had to skip last week's because y'all couldn't make it.
Can we just take over for you guys? Can he cosplay as you and I cosplay?
You guys honestly, can be EXO and we can be Super Mega.
Actually, it works pretty well. Like I'm Rav, you're Bill, like. That works pretty well. All
right, that's cool. So I'm going to be Matt. Damn. Okay.
You mean me?
Yes, yes, yes. Daddy likes.
Oh, shit. Yeah, you got to sample that in
okay,
and
let's,
a track.
Let's just see how they do. Okay, Bill, you're me.
Okay.
Rav, you're Matt, of course.
All right.
Of course.
And so, like, this is, let's just say this is, like, podcast 102.5 right here. Like try to have, like, a small little, like, 2-minute segment. And,
go.
Like, okay. Let's just see how it is.
Me undies.
Yeah, well, yeah.
You gotta wait. You intro the podcast. Be like,
oh, sorry.
Introduce yourselves and stuff like that.
Hey, everybody, it's me, Ryan.
Hey, I'm Matt.
How are you doing today, Matt?
Oh, you know, I'm Julian.
That's sick, dude. I mean, that's stupid. It's not ironic.
Yeah. Well, let's take an ad read. All right. How we doing?
You're doing good.
You're doing really good so far.
Me undies. Right. I put 7 pairs of them shits on today.
Yeah, I did too because I shit myself, so I had to
okay.
Put some extra underwear on top so that you wouldn't smell through the first layer of shit.
They're really good for that, honestly.
Yeah.
Nice. You do adding. Shit yourself constantly.
I actually have shit myself several times since I've become an adult. I think I've shit myself more as an adult than I did as a kid.
Is
no
it
way.
Like you try to
no
fart?
Way.
Is it you try to go for a fart?
No, it just happens.
It just happens.
That one time you were going for a fart and I had to go all the way back to our apartment to pick up some new pants.
Well, we
for
don't
you.
Need to bring this up on the podcast.
So is it ooze out or like?
No, it just there's been some accidents.
I mean, one time. I mean, I'll admit it. Like about a year and a half, 2 years ago, I was in our apartment. I was sick in the morning.
Yeah, but you were sick.
And, yeah, I was sick. You know, I didn't feel like getting out of bed, and I tried to get out of one of my morning farts, and then just I was like, whoops. Clenched up instantly and had to go to the restroom and throw away that pair of underwear.
I wish I could say I was sick the times it's happened to me, but
it just happens.
It just
dude.
Happens. So.
I whoops. Shit myself by choice.
Yeah, feels like you guys do it by accident. You know, I'm gonna be like an independent person.
Yeah,
I'm gonna be different.
My
I'm
thing is this:
you
think
choice.
About all the time you've wasted in your life in the bathroom. Like when you're doing that, what am I doing? That's right. Typing up something on the Microsoft Word, you know what I'm saying? I'm
with
really
shit
just...
in his pants.
I shit myself ironically, you know?
Yeah.
Like how I jewel ironically. Yeah, Rav
exactly.
Shits himself ironically.
I was like, yo, let me give it a try. That seems kind
of
fun, right?
I love the thought of just jeweling ironically.
Yeah,
it's like smoking
stupid.
Cigarettes yeah. ironically.
I shit myself for a joke. That's what it was. I wanted to try for a joke, but then I liked it.
I jewel. Well, the main reason I jewel nowadays is to own the libs, so watch this.
What does it taste like?
Triggered liberals? It tastes like fruit medley.
That's good, dude.
Which is what the flavor good. Says it's supposed to taste like.
Okay. It tastes like a fruit. You want to try it? It tastes like a fruit medley.
I mean, it doesn't taste like straight up like a fruit medley. It tastes like a fruit flavoring.
That's
yeah.
what's promising.
Also, I just want to say I am in no way endorsing vaping or smoking right now. So you guys should not do it. I did it ironically. So it's okay.
Look at it now.
Hi guys, this is Matt Watson. Welcome back to Super Mega. So I started injecting ironically.
I started shooting up with heroin ironically, guys, but it's
dude,
all
I
a
smoked
joke.
Weed ironically last night.
I smoked weed. It was,
I just did it for fun. No one else was there, but like I was like, if people were seeing me, they'd get the joke.
Yeah, mega lols.
That's the thing.
Yeah,
is like
that's what I'm talking about.
If the IRS decided to audit Super Mega and everything, there'd be nothing there because we committed tax evasion ironically.
So
right. So it doesn't count.
Yeah, exactly. So
you say that in court while puffing Lil Ugly Mane's courtroom vape juice.
Yeah.
Through my jewel.
Through your jewel.
And I'm jacked up on sex dust. And the judge is like, you know what? That's a pretty good meme. So you're free to go. Forget about the tax evasion. Forget about the tax fraud and all that shit.
Justice system. People say it's flawed. No.
Mm-mm. You just got to be ironic. You just got to meme in the courtroom.
You just got to know how to maneuver, my G.
Absolutely.
So what is liking something ironically? Like, is that a thing?
I think it's liking something with giving yourself the room to quickly kind of like push it away.
Yeah, it's like...
So it's not committing to something you actually like.
Oh, there's some things I'll say unironically I like. I like the song Never Gonna Give You Up unironically. I think it's actually a good fucking song. And it brings back a lot of nostalgia from my childhood.
Yeah.
Because I listen to it a lot. Unironically. What else do I like unironically that I'm embarrassed
about? But what is ironic? What do you ironically like?
Irony is like, we could do a whole podcast about irony. That's like a tricky psychological thing.
Bring
irony.
In like some English, like UCLA. Professor.
I'd love to talk about irony and have it like analyzed by like a professor.
I like Bill's music ironically.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I like both your musics ironically. Yeah. We're having you on this podcast ironically.
That's cool.
No, but real shit, there was like a real wave of like rap music that was supposed to be enjoyed ironically. I don't know if y'all remember like 2013, 2014, like Tumblr rap like that. Like Young Lean.
Yeah, no, I was about
like, to
say
Young Lean.
There's
a bunch of people who like Young Lean, but a lot of people who like Young Lean because, like, it was sort of funny.
It's, like, ironic.
But then
like.
They eventually started liking it more than just, like, ha, ha, ha. So then they unironically liked it. But it's just, like, I mean, you can like... I don't understand how you can ironically... You could like it because it's funny, but not find it musically.
I think it's, like, a weird flavor of hipster culture as well.
Yeah,
I think that, like, there's a lot of ironic rappers out there who kind of transition. Like I feel like... Rich Brian, who used to go by Rich Chiga, I feel like he started as like it was like ironic rap because he had the fanny pack and it was like a goofy video, but it still like went hard.
Yeah,
and then he became like a real like like a real thing. So
then your like Little Dickies where it just was like it was pure comedy and then he's trying to like every now and then slowly get into it, but it's just not like working, so he has to go back to comedy.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, a real the thing that I think is like tragic about Lil Dicky is like he can rap. Like I can listen to him, like I've heard him on like freestyles and
he's
shit,
good.
And he's good. But it's just like me personally, I'm never gonna go out and be like, I'm about to cop that new Lil Dicky album. You know what I'm saying? Like it sucks because like I think that he's like a talented person. It's just like it's not for me.
I think he has good flow. Like if you listen to like a lot like the stuff where like it's not mostly comedy because he'll have like certain tracks that aren't like it's like okay he can legitimately do something with this.
I think that
but
the
he
best
rarely
thing,
uses it
the
in,
best
in,
thing
like,
that he could do
way.
Is because like I don't understand like why like a lot of rappers are like okay it has to be comedy or it has to be this. Like you can make a serious song that has jokes in it or like because like it's a conversation. Like that's like MF Doom. Like when you listen to any Doom, like there's gonna be some shit in there that's like funny. And there's going to be some shit in there that's serious, and there's going to be some shit that's esoteric, and you're not going to... It's, like, literally, like, very conversational. And I think a lot of people go into it with this black and white, like, it's got to be funny, or it's got to be this, or like that.
Well, Matt's favorite rapper, Marshall Mathers, is very goofy in a lot of his songs.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Purposely so.
Absolutely. Purposely. And I think, like, even, like, you could even call people like Lil Yachty almost, like, ironic rap, just because they're so, like all these recent, like, SoundCloud rappers that are, like, characters almost,
was
6ix9ine.
Was punk music ironic?
Punk music?
Was punk music like
an ironic? I think some of it was.
Was it, what I'm saying is like when it started off? Because like sometimes it was just trying to piss people off, like subvert people's expectations and do shit the way that people didn't want you to do it, right? Is that kind of like exercising ironic creativity?
Or yeah, it could be.
So like, I think it's a very like similar vein because like you hear like rappers now like okay like everyone knows like what it is to be like a, I'm using air quotes like an asshole, a good rapper. And like there's been like a formula that has been laid out of like how to be good on paper, right? And then you got like dudes like Lil Yachty or like Slug Christ or like these like kind of weirdo rappers, and they are absolutely none of that. And they're trying not to be on purpose because they don't want to just do what the next dude is doing.
Yeah, but you know, also I feel like a lot of people do like ironic stuff like that because it also like they want to do it, but it also kind of takes some of the criticism off because it gives you padding because it's like, oh, it's ironic, you know?
Yeah.
And I feel like that's
a
big reason a lot of people
that
do
too.
It.
Yeah.
Like, you know? But I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Like, I feel like I like ironic art. Like, I like stuff that's ironic.
Yeah.
But
fuck. I mean, this is a pretty good podcast. I hope that everybody right now, it's in the description, they go and they check out Kill Bill's music, they check out Rav's music.
But plug your shit, whatever you got going on.
Yeah, my Twitter is I am Kill Bill, and my pretty much everything is I am Kill Bill. And Kill Bill the Rapper, you just Google it, I show up, and Spotify, all that shit.
Rav, what's your ad again? Big Cheeks, right? Big Boy Cheeks.
Yeah, that's right. Big Cheeks. Big Boy Cheeks. Follow me on Twitter at Big Boy Cheeks. No, I am Rav on Twitter.
That's cute.
SoundCloud, I'm just Rav. Spotify, Rav.
Your Instagram's XO_Rav, right?
My Instagram, thank you. Yeah.
Because every time I go to search I am Rav on Instagram, I don't get you, I get...
I didn't think I was going to use Insta for real, and then...
Instagram's popping.
It's popping. It is
because it's owned by Facebook, and Facebook is like, Facebook is sucking now. We need to put all of our eggs in Instagram.
Yep.
Yeah.
No, that's exactly it. Yeah.
So, guys, thanks for coming on the podcast. It was real fun. Sure, dude.
Thank you for having us.
Of course, man.
Thank you.
Go check out their music. It is some good stuff, and I say that unironically.
Are we gonna go make out now? Like you promised.
Yeah. So
we talked about this.
That's a wrap. I've been planning that since the beginning.
Ha! The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.